Leave.
Which sif is that? Shemini Sukkot?
Kof Zayin Tammuz, Tuesday the 2nd of August, Rabbi Yisrael Sholem Aran, Ovis Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The Mishnah in Ovis, I think we read last week. There's to say every Shabbos Mincha, it says, Antigonus Ish Seichoi, Antigonus the man of Seichoi. Seichoi was a place. The Tosfos Yontov explains Ish means the master. Like we find Ishi Kohen Gadol in Yuma, my master, the Kohen Gadol. So Antigonus, who was the master of the place called Seichoi, Kibbel Mishimon HaTzadik, he was a Tana, and he was Mekabel his Torah from Shimon HaTzadik. Hu Haya Oima, he used to say, Al Tiu Ka Avodim HaMashamshim HaSarav. One should not be like Avodim who serve their master Al Menas Mekabel Pras in order to be Mekabel a Pras. The Batanura explains that Pras, slight variation on scha. Scha normally means something which one deserves, something which one gets paid for, someone does a job, and he comes afterwards to his employer and he says, please give me my scha, give me my wage. He says, pras is even somebody like a eved, a slave. He doesn't get paid, but he says, if he does a good job, the master will sometimes give him some favor, give him some tip. So one shouldn't even do that. We're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're talking about a person serving Hashem. One should not be like somebody who serves Hashem on menas lekabel pras in order to get this pras. El havei kavodim amishamshim reserav shleim menas lekabel pras. Just one should be like the avodim, like a person who serves Hashem shleim menas lekabel pras, not in order to get the favor. And the mafarshim say just from avas Hashem, just for the love of Hashem, one should serve the Ebishtev, do the mitzvahs, and do the prayer. Now this mishnah, the mafarshim bring down, the gemara brings down. There was two talmidim to Antigonus Ish Seichoi. There was two, he had many Talmidim, but two of his Talmidim, one was called Tzodok, one was called Baisus. And it's not clear if they themselves made the mistake, it's Machlekes, or their Talmidim made the mistake, but they extrapolated from this Mishnah, somehow, that a person doesn't get Scha. And because of that, and it's an extremely dangerous thought, that that's Kfira, there we know that the fundamental Yiddishkeit is that we all get Scha, the Torah is full of it, and that's how they understood this Mishnah, you know, one shouldn't serve. We serve Hashem because of schah, so they took out from that there isn't schah, that there isn't a payment, and in Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh, and because of that they went, they mamash b'koifa, the Talmidim were koifa, and they started the group called the Tzedekim. You see, find the Gemara many times. The Tzedekim didn't believe, and the Baisusim, they didn't believe in what Chazal say. They didn't believe in any of Teresh Valpeh, because they said, look, the Antigonus said that there's no schah, and of course that's a mistake. It's very clear in the words of Antigonus. He never said that there isn't scha. It was just, they understood it that way. But of course, chas v'shalom to say there's no scha, there definitely is scha. And just, one shouldn't work for that. But even on that understanding, even once we understand that there is scha, all the mafarshim, the rishonim, the achrinim will ask that if you look everywhere, you find that a person should work for scha. I mean, everyone knows the Gemara, the oilom, yasek, odom, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the oilom, yasek, odom, the Torah, the mitzvahs, shalei lishma, shemitech shalei lishma, bo lishma. The Gemara says in Baal Basra and other places, Ha'oim Esela Zul Tztoka. If somebody says, I want to give a certain amount of money for Tztoka, B'shvil Sheyichi B'ni, in order that my son should, you know, he's got an ill son, so he said, let me give some money, and in order that Hashem should make my son better, Oy K'dei Sheyir Li Chelik L'Olam Habo. I said, I'm giving Tztoka, but there's only one reason. I don't want to give Tztoka. I want to give Tztoka for one reason. I want a portion in Olam Habo. I want a juicy portion. Let me give a nice amount of Tztoka. Harei Zeh Tzadik Gomor. The Gemara calls him a complete Tzadik. Yeah, and here we're finding a Mishnah says seemingly the opposite. Al Tiu Kavodim. In Obas himself, in the same Sechta, in Perik Beis, and this is Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, go a few Mishnahs later in the first Mishnah of Perik Beis, Rebbe Omer, a person should be Mechashev Schan, Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Schora. What does it mean, Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Schora? So it says, a person does a mitzvah, it takes time, it takes money, it takes energy, maybe he doesn't want to do it, so there's a Hefsid. He feels like he's losing something by doing the mitzvah. Says Rebbe, work out all the inconvenience that this mitzvah is causing you, and that's the hefzid, and reckon it against the scha that you'll be getting in Olam Habo. You'll be getting lots of scha for it. So then when you make that mathematical equation, you'll think, I'm losing this, but I'm gaining that. You'll see the scha is worth more, and therefore you'll do that. So one is meant to use scha in the day-to-day on how to, you know, you can't be bothered doing a mitzvah. Then we mechashav the hefzid mitzvah can against Torah. Later on in Perik Beis Yudalev, v'neman hu bal melachtecho, shishalem loch scha pulosach. Yeah, the dam makin schor and shot tzaddikim. Before Shmuel say, a person should think, even though one can get in olam hazeh things because one does mitzvahs, but don't worry, nothing gets taken from olam habo. You should never dash makin schor and shot tzaddikim la'asad lovei. And One even looks in the Torah. The Torah is full of it. The Torah is constantly saying a person should do mitzvahs in order to have schar. And comes along Antigonus, and he says, "Al tiu kavodim." And this is the Rishonim asks this question, just to bring it out even stronger. The Mishnah in Zvachim says, in, I think it's the second Mishnah, it says, "Shimon Achei Azariah." Shimon is one of the Tanoim. It's called Shimon Achei Azariah. Now we come across Tanoim of Shimon ben Gamliel. A person's name, we don't have surnames. Name after the father. Shimon ben this ben this. Here's a Tana who's called Shimon Achei Azariah, the brother of Azariah. So Rashi says, what's a strange thing? Why is he called after his brother? So he says, because Shimon and Azariah had a deal. Shimon sat in land, Azariah was a businessman, and Azariah supported his brother, and they made a deal. He said, in order that he should get the schar, when it comes after the guy, they go to Olam Haba, both Shimon and Azariah will both share equally in the schar. So therefore, whenever Shimon is mentioned, this Tana Shimon is mentioned, he was called Shimon, the brother of Azariah, because Azariah is part of his Torah. Because from not for Azariah, he wouldn't be able to learn. So it's put together. And it's condoned and it's praiseworthy, this Tana, this Azariah. He's only doing it for Schar. So, the Rishonim talk about this. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, in Dalad on Dalad, and in Psochem Chesam Beis, asks the same question. He asks from the Gemara of somebody who gives stocker of an Ashri Tzadagov, and he asks, it's a theory to the mission of Antigonus Ishtaychai. And he wants to say that the reason is there's a difference between a person who actually gives money to Stoker and he does it because he wants either Yeshua or he does it because he wants Olam Haba. But it's not conditional. He says, if let's say his son Nebuch doesn't get there, does he now regret it? Does he go back to the stock organization and say, I want my money back, refund 30 days? He says that Chas v'Shalom. He says he's giving the Stoker and he's saying, I want this Stoker in order to give me this Yeshua or this, or this should go well. But of course, it's not conditional. He says, Asher Enkein, he wants the Mishnah of Al Tiu Kavodim, Al Menas the Kavod Pras. He says, that's a condition. He's saying, don't do something conditional. Don't do a mitzvah only if I get Olam Haba. If I wouldn't get Olam Haba, then I want to regret. A person should do it either way. Of course, there's definitely going to be Schar. We don't have anything to worry about. But he says, a person shouldn't be doing the action solely, completely on that condition. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Tosfos Yontos is a slightly different shot. He says that, of course, he doesn't like, he brings down Tosfos, but he says, no, even if you learn the Mishnah means, like the Pashtus Mishnah is that Almanas is the same language as the language by Tzadik Gomor. He says, no, of course, it's both of them are talking about when it's not conditional. But he says, a person's allowed to work for Sky. He says, it's just not a lower Madriga. There's a higher Madriga called a person serving from Avos Hashem. And that's what the Mishnah, Antigonus was talking to his Talmidim, who were Tanoim, and he was saying, be on a higher Madriga and serve Hashem even for not for Schar. He says, it's even, you know, you can look in the language, it doesn't say, Al Tiu Oivdim Asarav Al Manas Lekal Pras. One shouldn't serve Hashem in order for Schar. All it says is, Al Tiu Kavodim Amasham Shemusav. Don't be like those Avod. Of course, if you do it, you're still called an Eved. You're still an Eved Hashem if you do Al Manas Lekal Pras. But you shouldn't, your Tanoim, your grace, when you reach that level, that Madriga, you should try and aspire to a higher level of without Schar. It's not so straightforward, these truths. I mean, there's other truths in a similar vein, if one looks in the Mepharshim. There's a Sifri. A Sifri says, Yochel Yoyma Odom, one would think that a person can say, Hareini Loyma Torah, Kadesha Asher. I'm going to learn Torah because I want to be rich. Most people don't, when they want to be rich, they go to work. But the if one looks in the Eitz Chaim in Machavzikamo, Samchem, or Shadar Chedachinoim, state it's Eitz Chaim, Eirich Yom Vimina, B'smoila Oishav HaKovid. One can become wealthy from learning. B'smoila Oishav HaKovid. And his left side, there's riches. So he said, I'm going to learn and I'll become rich from it. Or, Kadesh Shiel Olam Haba, I want to have a nice chelik in Olam Haba, so I'm going to learn a lot. So he says, Talmud Leima La'ava, says the Sifri, Loi Sase, a person should not do this. Now, he's not talking about Madrigas. He's saying a person shouldn't do it. Ella, and he says a person should do it because he likes the Eibish and then he the Sifri, and the Sifri is brought down by others. He says the Sifri is a bit more difficult to say, like the Tosfos Yontov. It's a bit more difficult to say the Pshatim Mishnah Mepharshim. Saying it's a Gemara, I mean, it's already a Pesach Medalev also says that mitzvaysov, a person does mitzvahs, but leave the schar mitzvaysov, it's a drosha. One shouldn't do mitzvahs for the schar. So that sounds more in the camp of Antigonus Ishtaychai. That sounds more like that one shouldn't. And how does that go with all the Pesukim in the Torah, basically, and with all these Gemaras that say that a person, you know, la'olam yasik, you know, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, why does it say la'olam? He says, because a person, even when he's 90 years old, should be doing Shalei Lishma. La'olam yasik, or the Torah mitzvah Shalei Lishma, should be taking Shalei Lishma somewhere in the Shalei Lishma time, there'll be a few seconds in the middle of the Shalei Lishma, but he'll do it Lishma. Like, la'olam, for all his life, he's doing Shalei Lishma. So, how does that go together with Sifri, with this Mishnah, with the Gemaras? So, if I want to look, there's the Ruach Chaim from Chaim Volozhiner, like I think five pshatim on this Mishnah. There's five different Mahalchim had to explain the Mishnah of Kavodim, the Sefer tells Yeshua, who from the Chosin Yeshua, who's Marech. Today I want to suggest a different Mahalach. Try and put forth a pshat, and we'll see how it goes. But before that, I want to say three different questions as Akdama to the pshat we want to say. We're in the 3 weeks, so this man where one's going to be Misabal on the Chorban Bayis, we're starting, we're gearing up already to Tisha B'Av. And the Ramban in Parshas B'Chukosai Perik Chavod Posik Tezayin writes that the two Teichachas, we know there's two Teichachas, there's one in the end of Parshas, one in B'Chukosai, where it starts with the Brochas, then come the Klolas, and then there's the Teichachas in Parshas Kisavai, and he says that the two Teichachas are connected to the two Beis HaMikdoshes. Yeah, the first Beis HaMikdosh is the first Teichachas, what happened by the Chorban Bayis, the Chorban Bayis Rishon. And he says the second Teichachas of Parshas Kisavai is connected the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the what happened when we went to Golos the second time. And he says there's many parallels. When one looks in the Teichachas, one sees that. They're very different Teichachas. He says, at the end of Bukhu Kaisai, it says you're going to come back. At the end of Kisavai, it doesn't say you're going to come back there to Israel. All it says is you have to do Tshuva. The Tzavim starts, and it's the parasha of Tshuva. And he says, so too, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was a very clear cut 70 years. The Nevi'im said, we'll be back in 70 years. It wasn't really Toilah on their Tshuva. It was a fixed date, like the Gemara says, Rishonim Sheneskalu Avinam. It was a very, they did Avodah Zarah Gilarosh Vichazdomim, and it was a click, it was Nezgala there, Amiris, so it was Nezgala Kitzom. But the second Beis HaMikdash, which we know was because of Sinas Chinam, there it says that the Loin Eskala, and it was Tehlan Al Tshuva, and it says the Ramban. That's why if you look at the second Teichacha, once he says there's no mention of Avodah Zarah in the second Teichacha, because in the second Beis HaMikdash there wasn't Avodah Zarah. There was no, he brings a few parallels where we see the differences and why it lines up with the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, Kisavai is a very interesting Teichacha. Kisavai, which we know is the second, it goes, mamash powerful, it's frightening words that the Torah says what's going to happen. And then it finishes off. Tachas, you want to know why all this happened? Ashalei avabta as Hashem alekecha b'simcha b'tev levo. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask this, yeah? But like, we know that simcha and tev levo is a madrega, maybe it's even a chiyav. Maybe a person's going to serve Hashem happily, and it's an avera if one doesn't. But is that the biggest avera, that because of that all the teichah comes? Does that, you're reading, it speaks about if a person doesn't keep the teichah, that's what's mitzvah, a list of it, you don't keep the teichah, teichah comes, yeah? But here we're talking about somebody who kept the teichah, tachas, the teichah says, you want to know why this is happening? Because you did serve Hashem, but you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha, or b'toiv leva, you didn't serve it happily. Furthermore, we know why the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Gemara says, it's because of sinas chinam. So, if we're going with the Ramban, which the Ramban says that this is, so the Torah should say, Tachas HaShabbat HaShem B'Sinas Chinam. There was Sinas Chinam, you didn't get along with each other. That's the reason, not because of sin. This is two separate things. This is serving Hashem joyously, and this is to Sinas Chinam. That's the first question. Second question, Rabbi Kiva says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, a person's meant to love his fellow man, a mitzvah, deraisa, zeh kal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Kiva's mechadesh, and this is not just a mitzvah like all the other mitzvahs. This is a klal, a rule, a big rule in the whole Torah. Hillel famously said in the Gemara story when the Ger came to Hillel and he said, "I want to learn the whole Torah on one leg." So he went to Shammai. Shammai chucked him out. Went to Hillel. Hillel said, whatever you don't like done to you, you shouldn't do to your friend. Rashi said that's the mitzvah, that's the practical mitzvah. I have to rach b'meicha. This is the language of the Gemara. Zeh kol ha-Torah kula ve'idach pirusha zul gmoi. This is the entire Torah. The rest is just an explanation, and that's fascinating. This is the entire Torah, and the rest is a pirusha. So Rashi straight away says because the Eibishter is like a reacha. So just like you, if you say something, you want somebody to listen to you, so to listen to the Eibishter. But I'm saying that needs a hezbah. I mean, le'silba shafnes is the explanation of the ahavta l'reacha kamecha. I'm saying it's Torah Aduma, the explanation of the ahavta l'reacha kamecha. I'm saying the language of Hillel, the Gemara, zeh kol ha-Torah kula. So benon lechaveri, we understand. Benon lechaveri, ahavta l'reacha kamecha is the root of all chesed. It's the root of all that like, you shouldn't damage somebody. But is that the root of kol ha-Torah kula? Even the most obscure mitzvahs should benon lemakom, benon leatzma, but which nothing got to do with other people. Says Hillel, zeh kol ha-Torah kula. You should know ahavta l'reacha kamecha is the root of everything. So we're going to go with Rashi. We're trying to explain a bit more. Why is this central? Why is this the klal gadol? Why does everything revolve around it that Hillel can say that everything is just a pirush? Everything else is just the explanation of ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Lastly, there's an interesting Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that also love it right at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. It's the second daf, or maybe the first. I think it's the second daf, daf Gimel, I think. The Gemara says that the Asad Lovay, it's a long Gemara, what's going to happen to Asad Lovay? The Eibishter is going to come around and start handing out Scha. So Klal Yisrael are going to get Scha. And the goyim are going to get, they're going to see, hey, the schaaf being taken. They're going to want to have in on the deal. They're going to want some. So Gansa Gemara, they're going to say, what do you mean? We helped the Yidden. We built up cities. We built roads. So Gansa Gemara, they're going to say, no, you didn't do it for the Yidden, so therefore you don't deserve schaaf. A whole long conversation. At the end, the Eibsh is going to tell the goyim, you know what? I'm going to give you another chance. You say you don't have schaaf because you didn't have the Torah. I'm going to give you one mitzvah. The Gemara says mitzvah kala, an easy mitzvah. The sukkah shema, this is sukkah. Build yourself sukkahs, be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. And if you're mekayim mitzvah sukkah, then properly, then I'll give you the schaaf. So the whole world, all the goyim are going to start, it's going to come sukkahs. We're going to start, it's a psukkah menach, it says that the goyim are going to build sukkahs. But the Gemara says they're all going to start building sukkahs all over the world. This one mitzvah, this is their chance to get, you know, nitzchias, it's the chance to get schaaf. They're building the sukkahs, they're all sitting there, the esh to tug. And all of a sudden, the Gemara says that Eivish is going to take out Hoitzi Chama Minartika from its, Eivish is going to take out the sun from its tick, from its case, and all of a sudden it's going to be boiling, burning hot. Nobody, even the Eden, are going to leave their sukkah. Yeah, Mitztaya, Potom, and a sukkah. Yeah, there's no, the halacha is that you're a shaita if you stay in the sukkah, yeah, if, when you're b'tzah. So everybody leaves the sukkah. The Eivish is going to say, see, you didn't keep the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, there is no mitzvah to sit there if you're b'tzah. So what's the... So the Gemara says, yeah, that wasn't the test. The test was how they left. So the goy is boyot. When he leaves, he's like, see, I'm trying to do what the Eivishter wants me to do, and look, it's not working. So he leaves back and he says, oh, I can't do what the Hashem wants. And he walks out. The goy, like, they say, the Gemara doesn't use this language, but if to paraphrase, he kicks the door as he walks out. He kicks it, he's like, oh, it's not working. So the question is, why is this mitzvah? Why sukkah? I'm saying there's loads of mitzvahs, like the easy mitzvah the Gemara says. And like, why this whole charade, you know, with the sun? Do a mitzvah, and sure, you don't keep mitzvahs. Like, it has to be a mitzvah, which is dafke sukkah, and Hashem doesn't even allow them to do the mitzvah. They become potter because of mitzvah. And you know how you see the difference between a yid and a goyim? Because this is Hashem showing the goyim. This is the difference. You want to know the difference between why the yidin are getting scha and you're not getting scha? It's because look, when you are potter from the mitzvah, how you act. Like, why is this, why is it shown, why is this the difference? Why is it dafka in this whole story of when you're potter, how you walk out, and why sukkah dafka? So, to explain all this, let's start off with two stories. One's a true story, one's just a moshel. I think it brings up the point. The first story is that Emes HaMaisa, so I've heard, I mean, I can't convey this, but they say it over, is that when Shon Shadron was a young boy, when he was really young, before he became the big Magid, the big Choshev HaTosfos of Shon Shadron, when he was a young boy, he was walking, he was I think 8, 9, I don't know exactly, but very, very, very young, way below Bar Mitzvah, and he was in Yerushalayim, he was born in Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden, the Alt of Slabodka, we know in the end of his life, the Alt of Slabodka came to Hebron, he came to Yerushalayim, and everyone was all excited, he said, Shalom said this himself, he said, all the kids, him included, what, Choshev guys come to the town, God Lador has come to town. Says wherever the altar came, that he was in the smedrish, wherever he was, I don't know where he was, and all the kids were like watching him, you know, every move he made. See what the tzaddik, the god of the altar. The altar's here, the altar's in town. You know, who haven't heard of the altar? The altar of Slabodka. You know, every action of the altar was thought through 50 times. He was a shaylet beruche, the altar of Slabodka. Everyone's watching the altar. All of a sudden, while they're watching, the altar turns to one of the boys, and it's from Shalom Shadron, it's a little Shalom Shadron. And he says to him, Yingela, can you pour me a glass of tea? He says, can you please pour me a glass of tea? There's tea there, can you bring me a glass of tea? Bring me a glass of tea. And Shom said, the altar's talking to him. The altar's asking him to bring a cup of tea. When dashing over, when running, quickly he brings it over, and he hands it, they're trembling to the altar Slavatka. And then the altar tells him, before he drinks it, Shkoyach, he says, Vosati getracht, what were you thinking when you had sugar grate, when you prepared this glass of tea? What were you thinking? Stam drinker, I want to know what your machshav, what were you thinking when you prepared it? Now, what was I thinking? Sean said, what were you thinking? You don't think. Millions of jumbled thoughts. You think, what was I thinking? We're not talking about davening here, we're talking about preparing. And I say, you know, it's embarrassing, I don't want to say anything. But the altar's waiting, everybody's waiting. They're looking at this poor kid, yeah, and they're like, what? And the altar says, you know, nice with a smile on his face, the stomach. And he's saying, what were you thinking when you prepared this glass of tea? So he had no brere, he had no option. And he says, I tell you what I was thinking. I said, first thing that went through my head, Shemesh Tomit Chachomim. Am Zeicha, so you Mishamesh Tomit Chachomim. He says, and then all jumbled thoughts in that vein. He says, at one point, Shom said, the word Sadike Hadur came out, you know. It was very embarrassing. He had to say that all these things. And while I was praying, I said, I'm helping a tzaddik. Amazing. Look how amazing that is, yeah? And all these types of things. So this Altus man helped me. He said, Yingelech Pashtechnish, I don't understand you, boy. He said, Alte Yi Daf Hilf, an old man needs help. I can't fetch myself. In M kennt ihn nicht helfen, and him you can't help. Hab keine Meister. Explain the advice a little better, but say emotional. Second story. I'll explain the story in a minute. There was a person who opened a restaurant. A restaurant in a busy place, invested a lot of money into it, and it's clacking, it's going well, money's pouring in, customers are pouring in, the whole place is going well, people get ready, and he needs more chefs, he needs two people, good, well quality, high quality people, two guys who would be able to cook a storm up, whatever a customer wants, they'll be able to cook. It's not easy finding a good chef. So he's looking at interviews, this person, this. Finally settles on two people. They come into the work, they come into their job, and things go well. They both cooking, but can I? But you know, he keeps on getting complaints from certain customers that something's off. The service is not good anymore. There's always a different. There's like a steady stream. It's not affecting business yet, but there's a steady, like, you know, on the quiet. After all the rave reviews, there's a steady stream of complaints coming from somewhere. And he boils it down, you know, it's one of these two cooks who are messing things up. One of these two cooks is not, and he's not sure which one, which chef is the one, which is, so he says he's going to, you know, spy on them, but he's going to keep an eye on both of them. He watches both of them, and he finally decides, this one of them, he's the problem. So he calls him in, thank you, here's your last month's paycheck, you're fired. Guys, shop. Everything's going well. Customers are here. I'm fired. Tell me what I did wrong. I'm happy to be fired. Just tell me what I did wrong. I want to know why you're firing me. So he says, I'll tell you why. I've noticed you. I watched you. He said, tell me something. Why are you working here? He said, you're working for the money, no? So the guy's like, yeah, I wouldn't do it for free. No, I was like, why should I take a job for free? He said, of course I'm doing it. If you wouldn't pay me, I wouldn't be doing this. I'm doing it for the money. He's like, that's the problem. Guy walks out. It's a problem that I'm getting for the money. That what's going on? Who doesn't do it? Goes up to the other chef and he says, tell me something. If you wouldn't get paid, would you be working? The guy's like, of course not. Why should I work for free? I'm only doing it. I've got plenty of things to do. I'm doing this. I need panossa. I'm working for the job. Goes back to the boss and says, recorded evidence. I asked the other guy, you're also only doing it for the money. What did I do? The guy's like saying something to you. He says, the other chef, he says, he needs money, so he's cooking. But he says, you need money. He says, you're not cooking because you need money. You're making money. That's what you're doing, yeah? So the problem is, the only way for you to make money is by cooking. But what are you doing? You're making money. He says, if you come sometimes you need a few minutes late, sometimes you just, you can't be, but you just slap some food onto the fryer, whatever the cooks do, they mix it. You're not really interested. You're just looking at the clock. Okay, another day's work, another paycheck. So the Mishnah says, "Al tikav vodim amasham shemaserav amanas lekabel pras." Of course, one does things for schar. That's the whole Torah. Yeah, the oylam yasik odim shleimetov. But there's a difference of the motive, the reason why you're doing it, or what you're doing. What the Alter was telling him, Shalom Shadrach, he said, "An old man, chesed is. You're helping an old man. Yeah, the Alter was an old man. He needs help to get a glass of tea." He said, "Of course, do it because it's a mitzvah. Do it only because Hashem said. Only because you're going to get schar." But now, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to help somebody. So now, if you're the whole time when you're doing it, you don't see the other person. You just see the other person as a cash machine for schar of shimush tamid chachom. If you only see that, then that's not really chesed. Now, let's remember, the Tosfos Yotzei already told us that, of course, the basic level is just to do it, yeah, wherever you're covering this up. But once a person's doing something, really chesed isn't that he's doing it because he's getting something from it, because then it's really not really serving anyone, really serving yourself. Chesed is, I'm doing now when I'm doing chesed, or like in the moshul of the cook, now when he's cooking, he takes pride in his work, he's cooking, he's to serve the customer. Why he's serving the customer is for schar. But what he is doing is actually serving the customer. And this is menon lamokim as well, yeah? When a person davens, why is he going to davening? Because he needs help, he wants his panos to go well, he knows if he doesn't daven to Hashem, it's not going to work. He needs tefillah. So he's going to daven. But what is he doing? That's why he's davening. But what is he doing when he's davening? He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and he bows down, he's serving Hashem. Hashem's not just a machine that, oh, I do these things and it's going to get... Then it's not serving. Then you're not serving something, you're serving yourself. Says the Mishnah, Al tiyu kavodim hameshamshim esarav al menas lekabel, who meshamsh in the actions of their words, of their work. When they're actually serving, it's al menas lekabel pras. Not going into the motive, not going into the reason why you're doing it, but going into what you're doing. It's a separate din. It's two dinim. A person does something, there's a reason why a person does something, and then there's the action, what you're doing. And when the motive creeps into the action, and then it comes out, you're not doing anything, you're just doing it for yourself. I think that could be a pshat in the Mishnah. If we understand that, we can now go back to the Gemara of the goy. That's okay, yeah, we said that. The goyim are going to come, we want tzcha. The goyim are saying, hey, we also want to serve Hashem, yeah? That's what the goyim are saying. Awesome. We want to serve Hashem, give us a mitzvah, and we'll also be deserving of tzcha. So the Eibishter says, sukkah, we'll give you sukkah. And there's a whole thing, the mitzvah, like we said, the sun comes up, and they leave it in an angry huff, they leave it, see, it didn't work. Why is this the difference between a yid and a goy? Yeah, let's imagine this goy. I don't believe you'll find such a goy, but you find, let's say, a goy, he tells you he's an ethical goy, he believes in Hashem, and he'll do anything for Hashem. He won't get married, he'll do everything, because he's a servant of God. He is a real pious goy, yeah? Now, you can't believe it, we all know that they're all liars, and they don't do anything, it's just fake. But let's say you find some naive goy who's really, you know, the guy gives up all his life just to serve Hashem, yeah? We have such a thing as chassid yom b'salilah. You think, Gemara says, chesed la'akum chomos. When a goy does chesed, it's really chesed l'um chatos. It's really an avir. Rashi says, because in its essence, in its root, it's really self-serving. Now, how do you know if a person's doing it for oneself? You know, you have two friends, and one loves each other, and he says, I'll do anything for you. He says, how do you know if you're really, really doing it for the other guy? He says, what happens if the friend tells him, you know, you like me so much, get away from me. You drive me nuts, please leave me. So if he actually goes, yeah, you don't want me, he goes away, that means he really wants to help out his friend. That means he really loves his friend. He's willing to do anything. If helping you means going away from you and never seeing you again, gewaldig. But you'll find that sometimes a person will do anything for somebody else. Besides for one thing, chutz mitzeh. He won't go away from the guy. Why? Because really, all his help, he really is just fulfilling his own desires. He wants to be close to this guy. So therefore, he'll cross mountains, he'll do anything besides to go away from the guy. What is sukkah? Sukkah is, the Mishnah in the beginning of sukkah says that if it rains, if a person is mitzayif, moshul, it says the sukkah is the place where the Eibishter lives, the zoya, wherever you go, tzimad v'emenusa, wherever you look, sukkah is a place where the shechina is, a person that coming leaves his house, and he goes into the house of the Eibishter. Says the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. Moshul le'eved, it's like a servant, a slave, who comes to with a cup of water, maybe a glass tea, and he brings it to the Eibishter, brings it to the Odoim, and the Eibishter throws it back in his face. Yeah? And that's why a person goes into the sukkah, he's coming and doing a mitzvah, and out comes the thunderstorms and it starts raining. So it's like Eibishter's throwing you away. So Hashem's saying, get away from me. Kabayochel. Hashem's saying, go away. Now look at the difference between Yid and the Goy. The Goy is just doing it for schar. Yeah? He's saying, the whole mitzvah, it's not really avodas to Hashem. Even in the action, what he's doing, not the motive. The action that he's doing is purely, he looks at Hashem, our cash machine for schar. Let me put it in, my PIN number, out comes schar. And the machine's not working, so he slams the machine, he breaks it, cracks the screen. Yeah? He walks out of the sukkah but with anger, with stire. Hashem's throwing him out. What's the Yid walk out? Walks out of the bachna. Because that's the difference. The sukkah shows you the difference. When a person has to leave the sukkah, when a person has to go away, it shows you really what your avodah is. Really, of course, we're not going in again. Remagdish. It's nothing to do with why a person does it, but in the what, in the action that the person does. Are you serving Hashem? Or are you chas v'sholem being oved atzmei? Rabbi Akiva said, "Ba'ahavta reyecha kamecha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah." And he said, Hillel said, the ger came to Hillel and he said, tell me that I'm a ger. What's the difference between Judaism and everything else? What's the difference? Tell me the whole Torah al regelecha. What's this Torah difference? Again, he wanted to do everything right. But what is the difference between your avodas Hashem and my avodas Hashem? And he told him the difference is v'ahavta reyecha kamecha. What does kamecha mean? You know, it's machlikas Rambam, whether v'ahavta reyecha kamecha is literally, yeah, the Rambam says it's impossible for a person to actually love somebody else as much as himself. The Rambam says, no, it is possible. A person can reach a level of loving somebody else like himself. But either way, why does a person like himself? Why does a person like himself? Not for any reason. It's purely because he is himself. Yeah? A person is, the Gemara uses the language, Odom Korevet Alatme. A person is the closest relation you have is yourself. You are yourself. There's nothing closer than that. And that's why you want to fulfill your desires, and that's why you have self-interest. The love that a person has for himself is because he is himself. There's no other reason. So to Bahafterech, a person has to develop an ahava to other people, komoicha, just like he likes himself. No reasons, no. The love, why do you love it? It's because he wants kah. But the love itself, when you analyze the love that you have to your fellow man, should be a love for because purely, just like you love yourself, you like another guy. For no reason. It's purely, it's this nekuda of saying, he wants me to go away, I'll go away. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, the idach pirusha. Now, you want to know what the silver shatnas is? Zil gemoy, the silver shatnas is a pirush. I'm serving Hashem. I'm actually serving him and not serving myself. There's another nafka minna, how you can find out whether a person is when the essence of his actions is he really serving the Eibishter, is he really serving, or between the two employees, is he really just doing it for the money? Is his action just a money? Is he really just working, or is he now actually serving the customer? Is one looks, is he happy with his work? A person who is just purely just doing everything, just in order. That actually it's just a glove. It's just in order. It's his way of getting his wage. But he's looking at the clock the whole time. He's like, okay, one more hour left on my work. He has no stake in it. He's not really interested in what he's doing. It's just a hecha timtza to get money. But he says when a person takes pride, this, of course nobody works for free, but he's cooking and he takes pride in serving the customer, then there's an enjoyment in it. He wants to make it the best. He wants to make the customer happy. He's doing everything in his power to make everything good. He is an old man. I want to help him. So he's happy that he's helping someone. Then all of a sudden, the simcha and tov lev. That, of course, we said it's a madriga. It's not madriga, it's a simon. It's a symptom of how your whole avodah zarah Hashem. We said that it's sinas chinam. Sinas chinam is the opposite of a hafdrech hakumechim. Sinas chinam, and it's a really frightening thing. If you look in the Rambam of Chukesai, he says something scary. We all know that in the second Mishmidash, they were Isik Batera. When it's Afbisha Isik Batera, they had sinas chinam. The Rambam adds in another word. It says they were oisik b'teira b'gmilas chasadim. In the second Beis Hamikdash, they were mitzteinim. They were experts in Teira, and they were oisik b'gmilas chasadim. That means on a national level, Klal Yisrael were busy with chesed. But you know why the Golos came? Because there was sinas chinam. They were oisik in chesed, gmilas chasadim, but there was sinas chinam. So you could say they were just fakers. You know, outside they did chesed, but really inside they hated the guys. Yeah, sinas chinam. The Rambam says it. It's not a steer for somebody to be the biggest baal chesed, but he's the biggest sinas chinam. And the reason being, the few what we're explaining now, is it's not pshat, it's a stira. Pshat is, the whole chesed was just self-serving. They knew there's a mitzvah chesed, so when a poor man knocked on their door and said, please give me a loaf of bread, when a poor man knocked on the door and said, please give me a donation, they saw him, yes, cash machine for schar. There was no empathy, there was no real let to help somebody else, because that was sinas chinam. In Yetchem, we should be zeicha, that we should be minyan ba'is. In the future, we should never have to have sinas chinam or any other avir.